Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We've spoken a little bit about awe in the past and how important it is. If you're going to be a high gravity speaker, if you're going to be a high gravity person, if you're going to have impact with yourself and or with others, one of the primary ways to improve your gravity for that impact is to rediscover your sense of awe with life. Allow yourself to rediscover how big it is, how little you know, how profound it is getting to move through it as a piece of it. I'm going to give you three steps to play with. They're not exactly linear. It's just something to play with in order to reconnect with your sense of awe. This is one way to do it. There's tons of ways, but this is one way you might find useful. Recall any of the things you know on your own about how to get deeply relaxed, or look at any of the earlier stuff where I've spoken about it, or if you just want a quick and easy method, just sit down someplace where things are quiet, you won't be disturbed, and just sit there. Let go of the intention of, I've got to do this for X minutes, and then the next thing. Do this when there's not a next thing. When you can just take some time for it and not worry about what comes next. And take a few slightly slower, slightly deeper breaths. Particularly the exhale, you can slow that down. You can inhale. And as you exhale, let the exhale last a little bit longer. Let that slow breathing fuel your relaxation. And let your relaxation fuel that slow breathing so it becomes a virtuous circle. Once you've gotten to a place where you're nice and relaxed, you feel rather still. You just notice the sensations in your body. Now you will have gotten some of the stress and frustration, physical tension, maybe physical discomfort out of the way with a little bit of relaxation you've engaged in. So just direct your attention inward into the physical body and notice what the sensations are doing. If it helps you to pay attention to this, go ahead and close your eyes. And you can feel the overall sense, the overall impression that you get from your body. But also pay attention to some specific locations. What do the sensations in your legs feel like right now? Or just one leg, your left leg, and then your right leg. What about the sensations in your chest? What are they like? And play there for a few moments. Just focus in there. And what are the sensations in your head like? You can move all around your body with this and take as long as you like. But now that you're in this place, or you've relaxed some, and you're paying a little closer attention, just notice how that feels. What's the overarching impression of that? How nice is it to take the time to do this occasionally? You might want to practice this two or three times, just doing it in a simple place where there's no distractions, no other people around. But once you've done that and you're starting to get a little feel for the state, start to see where else you can bring it. Bring it to your kitchen, bring it out front, out back. Bring it into traffic, bring it into work to the degree you can. Bring it into your relationships. Definitely bring it into nature. You can put your feet on actual earth, whether that be grass, dirt, sand, wherever you can put your feet on actual earth. And reconnect with some of these sensations, with this sense of centeredness, with this sense of focus, with this sense of relaxation. Do that in nature. What's your overall impression of the body now? What are the sensations in your body like now? So get comfortable and get relaxed. Tune into the sensations in your body. And once you get comfortable with that, start taking it to different places in your life. When you reconnect with that sense of awe, it's going to be something special. And again, if you practice the method I've covered here, gradually you're going to find it slipping into other areas of your life anyway. All you're going to do is speed up the process a little bit. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me tonight. We will talk again soon.